Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joins us now, courtesy of the Maple Toyota Hotline. What's up, Ray?
I'm sitting outside of security at Pearson waiting to go through, but I have to talk to you guys, so I'm watching the line get bigger by the minutes, and I'm starting to heat up a bit here, I think.
This feels like a perfect opportunity for like just a goofy hypothetical.
Yeah. It wouldn't take me much right now because I'm like, I was looking how many people are in the line, and I'm like, can I get through before 5:02? No, I can't. And I had to make that determination. So I'm actually angry at you, Hayes.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Of course it is. The other two guys are just, they don't schedule. It's just you.
No, they don't pay attention
to anything.
Well,
if you had a Nexus, you could just slide through any time.
Oh, Noodles, I didn't tell you. I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Good.
I'm back. Okay. So just in time for the season, I got one. I got it mailed to me because everything got, however it gets processed. And I'm I am back. I feel like I'm back in the game.
There you go.
You know what? I witnessed a guy go through customs on his cell phone. I have never seen
really?
A bolder maneuver in my life.
That could get
like
you
left the phone
ground.
From his ear and said, hey, what's up?
Here's my passport, and kept talking. Vegas, back Sunday, kept talking. And the guard never really
That's
cared.
That's ballsy.
I couldn't believe what I saw.
Man, I would never have...
No.
Have the balls to do that.
No
way, man.
No way. That's watch list material.
For sure.
Yeah.
And you're
sure.
never flying to the States ever
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
Hey, Noodles, when you played in Russia,
yes.
is there anything more freaky than going through customs there where nobody speaks English, you just kind of hand your passport, and the guy stares at you, and you're like, I don't even know what's going on.
There,
I hate it.
Yeah, it was... We had landed, it was 36 degrees out, and there wasn't an air conditioner to be found. The lineup was 2.5 hours long, and there really was no line. It was just a bunch of people trying to push to get through to, like, the customs guy. And you're right, you hand him the passport, he gives you the desk there, and if you're lucky, you don't get chicken-winged into a room, and you go through, and you try and retrieve your bag from 2.5 hours that somebody has probably rifled through and thrown onto the floor. So, yeah, that was my first experience at Sheremetyev Airport.
Yeah, that was of all the places I've gone into, I just felt like I think they're going through my whole life on that computer, whatever's on that thing.
Yeah.
I think they're, and you just stand there, and then all of a sudden you just slide the passport back and, you're like, I think I can go, but nobody says anything, so I just, you leave. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't like that.
No.
Yeah, that'd be pretty unnerving,
it's intimidating.
I think.
Yeah.
How about Austin Matthews? 4 years in a row. Man, this guy loves opening night.
They got to find a new team to schedule against them here. Senators have not had much luck.
No kidding.
But I thought once they got rolling in the second period, you saw what the difference between the two teams is, right? Like the...
Yeah.
Like, Ottawa just had no answer for the way the game started to move, the pace that it started to be played at, the skill that started to be shown. And it's crazy to think if it's not for that offside goal, it's 3-2 Ottawa at that time.
Right.
Right? Yeah, because Toronto scored to make it 2-1, and then I want to say 12 seconds later, Sabourin scored.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's 2-2, and you're like, oh, I wasn't even paying attention, kind of. I was like, oh, that was quick. And then, bam, there's another one, and, it's offside. And then from there on, it was like the rink got tipped. I mean, there's no coming back for Ottawa from that.
Ray, it reminded me of your Thrashers. It was like first period, the Thrashers were always real good, intense.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, just stupid things started happening, and it'd be the same thing every game.
Yeah, you can't, when you're on a team like that, you can't keep the level of play up long enough
no.
to stay in the game. And as soon as it goes bad, like it went 3-2, and then when it went to 4-2, it could have been about 6-2.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, this is not, there's no way to rein this back in. Like the game was gone at that point. And, and of course to talk to Matthews, or talk of Matthews, of course he was super impressive, the way he finishes the play. But I thought Nylander was like, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon a couple of times. When he gets going, and then the play he made to Matthews on the first one, like, that is slick stuff. And there's a big year ahead of Nylander, I think.
Yeah, I think if he's with 34 five on five all year, and even just with Tyson Barrie on the second power play unit, he's going to have skill with him every single time he's on the ice, and that's going to open a lot of doors for him.
I also, you know, with his personality and the way he is, I think there's a chip that he carries all the time, kind of like, I'll show you my way's okay. And after the way last year went, it just kind of feels like that year is in front of him.
Hayes mentioned that Tyson Barrie is the absolute veteran of not caring whatsoever in the preseason, and then come puck drop on game one was just fantastic.
Okay, so I've watched Tyson play since he's, 13 years old. I played in Victoria, and, you know, he's been the same player ever since I saw him, and he's a high event player. Like, when he's on the ice, rarely is the shift boring. He might do a flyby defensively once in a while. He might try to do something too much with the puck. But if he sees any opening, not only does he jump into it, but he's got the skill and the courage to make the play. Like, he'll make a play. Like, just watch him. Like, he'll find a play, and then he goes right after the pass. Like, he's not waiting. He's like, he's in. Like, he is, for whatever the Leafs want to be, he's the type of defenseman that fits. Like, there's a boldness to Tyson Barrie's game that I think people are going to love. There's going to be times when they go, geez, I wish he'd put the brakes on in his zone once in a while. But he's thinking north. Like, as soon as he gets the puck, it's time to go. And I kind of like watching him play.
Yeah, he's fun, man. Like, the last man back toe drag.
Oh, there's no fear for that kid.
That's a scrimmage. That's a shinny move. Like, yeah. No equipment.
I don't know if you ever got stuck back there, you know, covering for a D-man or something.
Rarely.
I was terrified back there. I'm like, the puck would come to me, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything with it except, like, those blockhead D that shoot it back behind the net. I'm like, that's what I'm doing. I don't like it out here. It's dangerous. And Barrie doesn't, I mean, that's what he always does, but he doesn't feel that.
Yeah. Well, half the forwards can barely skate backwards.
Well, and then we'd have you guys yelling from 150 feet away, heads up, heads up. Because you're like, oh, my God, that guy can't skate. He's coming backwards, and he can't skate.
The worst feeling as a goaltender is seeing, like, a star player coming in on a one-on-one or something, maybe wide, with a forward back. Like,
goalies are so gutless, though. Like, they, you guys scream at players.
Of course you scream.
And, like, it's all like,
let's go, move it.
Oh, man, I remember
one. But God forbid you ever yell at a goalie when they let in a garbage goal.
Never. They break their stick over your face.
No.
How dare you comment on my ability to...
It goes both ways, certainly, but I always made sure to never laser a player after a goal.
Yeah.
Like, that was one thing. I think I've told you this, Ray, but Tommy Curvers... He taught me a lesson early on in my career. I was backing up. I got called up my first ever NHL game, and the goalie got scored on, and he was lasering the D. And Tommy Curvers leaned over to me, and he said, you see that in the net? Don't ever do that. He said, if you want to make it in this league, don't ever embarrass your own D. And our goaltender was embarrassing the D by lasering him. He was so mad.
Well, I'll tell you, there's going to be some chances for Craig Anderson, I think, this year.
Yeah.
Because what did Toronto have last night? 86 or 84 shot attempts? And I know they're not all in the middle of the ice, but that means there's a lot of things going wrong in front of you. And it's got to take composure for a guy, you know, a veteran guy to go, man, these guys are learning on the job and they can't keep up right now.
Yeah. So I went back and looked at the TSN top 50 NHL list. And the reason I did that, I wanted to see where Draisaitl ended up. He was 11th on the list, which is a very respectable number.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really respectable number. If you're being ranked the 11th best player in the league, you're getting love. You can't claim, like, people are forgetting about you.
He was gross last night.
Spectacular last night.
Yeah.
He looked like a midget player playing against Pee Wee. Yeah. Like, they had no chance. In the first half of the game in particular, he could have had four goals.
Yeah.
He looked stronger than everybody. There was one time they were on the power play, and there was a face-off, and he was sour at the way the guys were getting lined up. And the referee kind of warned him, you know, like, you're going to get kicked out next time. And he just put his stick down, and he totally out-muscled Bo Horvat on the draw, who's as strong as an ox. And I'm like, holy man, this guy is growing into a man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, oh.
He looks like he's just clicked for him, like the competitiveness, everything's there at the right time, and it's dangerous.
I don't know if you saw Mike Kelly's tweet today about the point hockey. He had 19 controlled exits out of his own zone last night, which is like McDavid had 9. Like, not only offensively, but defensively. Like, this guy he was all over the ice. Matthews had an amazing night last night. I would argue Matthews and Draisaitl were the best players in the league last night.
Yeah, I would agree. I thought Matthews was terrific, but I thought Draisaitl was, like, he just jumped off the page every time you watched him. You know the other thing I can't get? And I don't know, Noodles, if you're if you guys are stick guys, stick watchers, I can't stop staring at the length of the blade he uses.
And the width
of it. It's Timo Solani's. It's
like, it's enormous. And I don't know, it feels like you'd be pushing air around with it.
Yeah, it's kind of like Patrick Kane has a very similar blade.
Wide blade.
Big wide blade, long. Little curve. And they just, they make it work, man.
Cool. And the other thing I'll say from last night's game was, I thought it's really his first year, but Quinn Hughes was pretty good. He got Draisaitl manhandled him one time going down the boards. He just shoved him aside. But I was like, wow, Hughes is kid can skate and handle the puck, man. He played 23 minutes last night, 10 in the third period. He's going to be their best defenseman. If he's not already, he'll be that in 20 games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He and Pettersson had a shift.
I saw your tweet.
At the end of the second period, that was disgusting. Like, it was just the two of them. Like, the rest of the Canucks might as well have just gone to the bench.
The Oilers couldn't get it. The Oilers had a poor clearing, and they got jammed up in their own zone, and that was when Hughes and Pettersson just started circling.
Globetrotters.
Circling the wagons there.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's not that that's a surprise.
Smooth, very smooth player.
But you know what? You mentioned something, and it just jogged my memory, I thought, is that how, you know, everybody's excited for the year, and, you know, Edmonton gets their first win, and Draisaitl's got 3 points, and McDavid's got his, gets the game winner, and their best defenseman broke his fibula, and he's out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, look how quickly things move. And you're like, how are they going to get through 2 months without Adam Larson? Yeah. I they called up Evan Bouchard, and but holy smokes, that's about the last guy they needed to lose.
Well, especially looking for redemption, he had a tough year last year, and he wanted to hit the ground running. Anyway, you're off to Columbus, I believe, so we'll catch you up tomorrow and tee up that game at 5 p.m.
Oh yeah, I was going to say 5 p.m. I was like, no, the game's at 7. I'm like, oh, you guys, yeah.
Oh yeah,
I
obligations,
should be through customs,
priorities.
I should be through customs by then.
All right. Good luck with that.
Okay. See you guys.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com.